Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. If you've never been to Floyd, Virginia, you need to make the trip. And beginning May 7th, it's Artisan Trail Tour activities every Monday through October. Mini tours with special events at featured Artisan Trail studios and businesses. And beginning Friday, May 4th from 3 to 8 p.m., it's Artisan Market Time with artisans sharing their wares every Friday at the Floyd Community Pavilion across from the Floyd County Store. Craft and art sales, art demonstrations, music, and local food fair. And mark your calendars, this year's Floyd Artisan Trail Tour will run Friday through Monday, June 22nd through the 25th. In the meantime, here's an encore presentation of my interview with organizer Pat Sharkey.
So what we were trying to do in Floyd is to create an event where everybody's open. So the visitor from North Carolina doesn't have to come up and maybe find something about the Round the Mountain Trail and try to figure out how to schedule their own visit site by site, but they have this 5 days where everybody in this community is open and ready for them with special events. And it's amazing in our one stoplight county how many incredible artists and farm wineries and such that there are here. The 65 don't even represent them all. We just had to stop, you know, for the first year.
Well, I was looking over the brochure, and it is amazing, not just the numbers, but the variety. What is it about this region and the arts? It's such a high level. It's kind of like a best-kept secret sort of thing.
You know, it really has been a best-kept secret, and it's in the last few years that events and activities have actually started to happen here versus many of us traveling out, you know, traveling to Winston-Salem to share music or to share art. And it's wonderful to see that in the last 3 to 5 years, so many folks have decided to start creating events here and having the people come see us. And, you know, I don't know what it is. We all talk about that. There's something special that has started here many years ago. And, you know, there's a lot of traditional farmers and traditional craftspeople and musicians. And to supplement that with all the folks that have been coming in over the decades, something special has birthed here, and it's starting to flower, and it's so exciting. And the music has been a big piece with the Floyd Music Festival and our Floyd Country Store. That's one of the main sites on the Crooked Road with traditional bluegrass music. I mean, you come to Floyd on Friday night downtown, and the Country Store starts traditional bluegrass, and there are hundreds of musicians all over the streets. And they're really authentic, traditional musicians. And you'll see 75-year-old women playing the harmonica, you know, with 7 or 8-year-olds playing the fiddle. It's beautiful to see that. It's inspiring people to continue to share music and to learn.
I didn't even realize that was wine country out your way.
Yes, we have 6 wineries, and all of them are farm wineries, which means they not only do they make the wine and they serve you, and most of them have restaurants, and it's a beautiful, elegant environment, but they're working farmers, which is a whole other piece to keep up with. So we have 6 sites, and one of them is a meadery. They actually raise their own honey and bees and create traditional wine from honey, honey meads. And there's a hard cider site farm also, that Foggy Ridge Cider, that grows their own apples, makes their own hard cider, and they've been in production 3 or 4 years, and both Foggy Ridge and Black Snake Meaderies have won international awards. They've beat out old traditional mead and cider makers from Europe, so it's pretty amazing, and they'll all be open and showing their farms as well as their products.
The site activities include sales and exhibit of handcrafted wares, art and farm products, demonstrations and talks, and then you get craft classes, poetry readings, and lunch specials. How do you even begin putting together such a mammoth program?
You know, I don't think we imagined initially that it would be so large, particularly the first year, but I think it's a reflection of all the people that are here doing their part and doing what they love to do. They've all been doing it on their own, and, you know, you draw them together, and it just becomes this incredible blend of craft and fine art and going over to, you know, a wine tasting or, you know, a farm and checking out the alpacas and how somebody gets to weave. And also there's restaurants and lodging sites that are homegrown here in our community, and they've made an effort to link themselves to local agriculture and link themselves to the local artists. So the exciting thing with the tour is not only do you get to go see, you know, fine art and craft and people doing that, but if you decide to grab a bite or to stay longer, you don't have to really leave the cultural ambiance of the event at all. There's numerous lodging sites. Hotel Floyd, who has actually themed every room with local handcraft, and most of the restaurants Mickey G's and Natasha's Cafe and all of them on the tour make an effort to use local product and are really artists themselves in their recipes and the kind of things that they serve.
When you're talking about such a personal connection and sharing it on a fairly large scale, I imagine you're going to get hundreds, if not thousands, of people attending this. Is that aspect of it all challenging, making that connection with people with maybe no background in some of these arts and disciplines?
Well, it certainly will be interesting to have folks from Richmond or Greensboro come and wander on our back roads. The piece of getting them to the sites actually has been a challenge that, you know, a number of us don't think about until we start thinking about a visitor coming, because we're used to the back roads.
That's right. Leave your GPS at home.
Yes, do. You want local directions to make sure that they go on the line or they get a brochure from us. And we'll have information central downtown the entire time for the tour at Troika Gallery right downtown, so that they're guided by us locally, not by GPS, because GPS will not take them on. Some of the roads may end up dead end for them. It is so beautiful. We are up in the Blue Ridge Mountains. It's June. We've had lots of rain. Everything's budding out and gorgeous. And the drive from site to site is really beautiful. So we want people to enjoy it, and we worked really hard to make that as easy as possible.
Now, in terms of, I guess, rolling up your sleeves and or at least sitting in with these folks as they're creating, I'm talking about some of the demonstrations, including
yes.
paper making and sculpture carving, flower pressing. What kind of interaction will there be with these artisans?
You know, people that love what they do love to share, and particularly it's far more easy for them to engage people and involve people when they're at their own site. So many of them, you want to get on the potter's wheel, and the alpaca farm is ready to let you play it, learning how to spin. The paper makers want your hands in that pulp. So at most of the sites, you're going to have the opportunity, if you want to try your hand at some of the craft and art. I want to make sure people know that the tour is all across the county, fine art, craft, and agriculture. The categories are artisan studios, home studios. There's almost 30 home studios, which is pretty amazing for a one-stop light county. You can wander all over and go right out to people's sites. There's galleries and shops that are mostly downtown, also some outside of the town. That's about 30 artists with their studios, but the galleries and shops really show the number of local and regional artists that are represented in this area. So you can get a tasting of a broader range of product at the galleries, as well as that they're just beautiful sites downtown. Our wineries and farms, there's alpaca farm, there's an incredible honeybee sanctuary. So that's a beautiful blend of sites. And, you know, even the lodging and the restaurants that we've included, all of those people are artists in themselves. You know, the lodging rooms intentionally are full of local art and beauty, and the restaurants are serving all local fresh product with their own creative recipes and ideas. You can come up and, you know, get a tasting of so much in such a beautiful area.
We heard an encore interview with Floyd events organizer Pat Sharkey. Mark your calendars. Floyd's Artisan Trail Tour 2012 will run Friday through Monday, June 22nd through the 25th. And beginning Friday, May 4th, from 3 to 8, it's Artisan Market Time, with artisans sharing their wares every Friday at the Floyd Community Pavilion across from the Floyd County Store. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.